You're listening to WKCR 89.9 FM New York and WKCR HD1. The time is 3:05 and we are into Jazz Profiles. I'm here with Jerry Hemingway in the studio. He's here talking about his career, and if you like what you hear, he'll be at the Stone this week from Tuesday to Saturday.
No, Sunday.
Sunday, actually. Mm-hmm. Great. So head on over to the Lower East Side if you like what you hear. That last tune was with Derek Bailey, and we were just talking about improvisation versus composition. Perhaps you'd like to elaborate on those two methods of music that you worked on.
Sure. Another interesting detail, looking slightly backwards before we go into what we just heard, the New Haven, most of the people who were involved in exploring music together in New Haven were interested in the meeting point between composition and improvisation. That is to say that we were often looking at making a music where the lines were quite blurred between which was which. It wasn't a head-blowing head models of jazz domain, but instead we're thinking more openly about different ways in which music could be organized and integrative. These two processes, we saw them as interrelated, we saw them as part, you know, part of a family of ways of working. And as part of that, we did, of course, we explored improvisation quite deeply. There were many sessions we had where we just simply improvised. What we just heard from the two recordings that I presented for you from with Derek Bailey involved, the guitarist from London. And Derek really made a life out of exploring the possibilities of improvisation in many, many different ways and contexts. And he is, there is, for those of us who might not be aware of it, there's a wonderful film that the BBC produced based on his book called Improvisation, which I highly recommend. You can find it in various ways. I think it's called Music on the Edge. And that is a wonderful overview of what improvisation is about and the various ways in which it is so predominant in our musical culture but never discussed. I think his quote is that it's the most widely used and least understood aspects of musical invention. And so we did hear, in fact, some musical invention here. These pieces you just heard were purely improvised. And you asked about the differences between improvisation and composition. As I mentioned, I think that everything that I slowly worked myself through in the rigor of composition, that is the formalities and crystallizations of ideas and structure and form and ways in which music could be organized in a variety of different ways. And there were many ways we were exploring: graphic, notation, all manner of different kinds of possibilities. Leo's music, for instance, explored his unique notation system, which therefore put one into a different mental point of view about what the notes meant and their possibility and the silence between each note. Mm-hmm. There were many aspects to this. So all these things were part of making a language. And for me, music is a lot about the way language is developed in a personal way. We talk about a player who has a sound, for instance, and language is part of that concept of sound. That is that we have our own way of talking, our own way of expressing, articulating our thinking. And through improvisation, what I noticed is that many of the things that are improvised music pieces have leanings in the directions of formal thinking, meaning to say that, you know, natural forms emerge out of these otherwise open-ended propositions. We just sit down and play. We mm-hmm. have no plan. There is nothing discussed. We just go. And that's what you just heard two examples of. Just to be clear about what you exactly heard, for those of you who just tuned in, Derek Bailey was the guitarist. Hugh Davies played homemade electronics that are actually acoustic items like pieces of metal and springs and so forth that he activates he amplifies and activates in different ways and then uses potentiometers or volume controls to bring in and out the sounds. He was there. Ernst Reisinger, this was my very, very first meeting with Ernst Reisinger, who would be a very important link to me to the European scene, as well as Derek, for that matter. But Ernst in particular would 2 years later be a member of my first group, which we're going to hear in a minute. We connected very heavily at this particular 4-day event in New York. Ned Rothenberg, also a very important person in these early days to me, was very supportive of my solo work and helped me connect as well to the European scene through his understanding of it and his context. And so, thanks to him and also thanks to Ernst, I ventured off later this year on a solo tour in Europe, my very first tour of my own. It's at the same time, 1983, that I also joined the Braxton Quartet, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. So yeah, all these things going on amongst these different musical possibilities. I thought it would be interesting to share another area of my work. We referred briefly to the fact that I had an interest in tape recorders, and that evolved in its own independent way into an interest, a very deep interest in electronic music. And here we're going to hear an excerpt of a piece from my recorded or finished, or we say in electronic music, realized in the year 1985. What that really means is that this was a work for audio tape. So I'm using various tape machines to make this happen. And I Totem is one example of a number of pieces where it was that I recorded things that I found sonically interesting in my own instrument and with collected items. Like I was one sound you hear in this piece is I dropped light bulbs on the ground and recorded the point at which they explode and the glass shatters and goes in different directions. And I recorded this, you know, with good equipment. And then I would play with that sound. I would slow it down. I would speed it up. I would filter it. I would work with it. Electronic music of the concrete variety that I was interested in at the time talk about a formal form of work. It's highly formal. It's completely fixed. There's no improvisation in this at all. Nothing to do with that. But instead, it's interested in creating really detailed and architectures, basically, of sound. And a lot of work. Tape music is a very, very slow and deliberate process. It takes months and months and months of patient work. And with tape, it's a very slow process of layering and filtering and trying out different things and splicing, and all the different techniques of tape music are a slow and methodical way of thinking. But for me, like everything I launched myself into, all these different mediums of music making we're looking at so far, and many more that are about to come, they all helped to help me think, to formulate myself as a musician. So this kind of very rigorous electronic work would of course affect the way I played ultimately.
Sure.
So anyways, I think we'll play a little bit from this electronic work, and then I will briefly introduce an early performance of my quintet, which will be the main focus of this 1980s period. But let's listen to, before we do that, let's hear a bit of this piece called Totem from the record Electroacoustic Solo Works, 1983 to 1995. It's one of my own productions released on Random Acoustic Records.